And good morning and welcome to the City Council edition of the talk show today. And we've got Colin Letty across the console. We also have Shane McCampbell, current mayor of the City of Burlington, Mayor Pro Tem Annie Wilson joining us. They're
Hello.
Both joining us as they are getting ready to say sayonara to the City Council.
That's Japanese, isn't it?
Something like that. Annie, you've been on, how many years you've been on? You've been on four,
yeah,
is that right?
Four.
And Shane, how many years have you been on?
Straight eight, my friend.
Wow.
Straight eight.
Wow, that is something, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something. Oh, wait a minute, I realized something. Yeah, you're okay. I think you're okay.
I'm not okay, but thanks anyways. I appreciate it.
All right. Anyway, we've got Shane McCampbell, Annie Wilson joining us. They're both going off the council. We have two new City Council members that will be joining the council in January, Robert Kreitzer and Bill Maupin. And so the longest running or longest serving council member on, in fact, he'll have, with the longest serving council member will have 2 years of experience. So what should these guys, we'll talk a little bit about your career, but a little bit about what should these guys expect going in? Annie, your first, well, let's go to Annie first.
Yeah,
your very first experience of hitting the city council as an elected city council member.
So right away, you just jump right into the budget season, and it can be very overwhelming for some people. It was overwhelming for me, for sure. There's just no shame in asking questions or asking for clarification. None of us are experts in that field, so never be afraid to ask for help.
All right. Now, we also said, as long as you're talking, let's in your 4 years, what was could you pinpoint your very favorite moment being a council member?
It's being invited to participate in events throughout the community, like the pie in the face for the fundraising for the Special Olympics, and that was always a great time. I enjoyed being invited to those.
Okay, now we're on the other side. Has there been the most frustrating time dealing as a council member?
Yes, absolutely. I would say social media, seeing all the people complain and not really understand what's going on, but also being really hateful.
Okay, yeah, and you know, social media is becoming a sort of, you know, an open forum. But you know, the civility of social media seems to be just simply out the window.
Absolutely.
I don't know, Shane McCampbell, you've been on 8 years. How long you've been mayor now? Is it mayor 4 years?
6 years.
Oh, 6 years of mayor.
Don't cut me short of my two.
I'm not going to cut you short of two. No, it's being mayor, how different is it being mayor than being a city council member?
It's different. As the mayor, you're expected to kind of to represent the council in a lot of areas and a lot of ways throughout the community and different, you know, actually not in, just in this community, everywhere. So the hat definitely changes. As a council member, you can come in with your axe, you know, and just keep it sharp. As a mayor, you want to regulate those axes and make sure that they're only sharp when they need to be and make sure that we're all planned together nicely. So it changes up quite a bit.
All right. In the years as being mayor, have you ever added up how many hours in a week you would average if you had to put it down on paper?
I started to do that one time, and I was really, really disappointed with the numbers that I was putting in. It's a full-time job.
Yeah.
The being on council is almost a full-time job. It really is. You have to extend yourself because it's a process where you're ever learning. You know, Annie mentioned it. She said, you know, don't be afraid to ask questions. Well, we're always asking questions because it's always something new. Even though you've seen it before, there's always something a little bit different where you have to say, well, what's the deal with this? What's the adjustment here? Why is this different? So there's a lot of reading, unless you're super smart like Annie. I spend a lot of time in reading.
Okay, brings up the point. The reason I'm asking that is it time or should there be a significant increase in the compensation for city council members? Yes or no?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, it's funny that you brought that up. I wanted to wait till my last meeting so that, you know, I'll probably bring it up at the next work session, but this is something that needs to be addressed. I think we're really limiting the pool of people that can do it. I've run into people and they said, well, Shane, how come you're getting out of city council? Was the pressure too much for you? No, it wasn't the pressure. It's too expensive. It's too expensive to, I can't, you know, I mean, I can't, that's funny to say, you hear me say it, but I cannot afford to be the mayor of the city of Burlington. And when you have to make decisions like that, to me, how many other good quality people are we going to be missing out on?
Well, that is, and I don't know. Have you got any? If you had to put a number down on a piece of paper, what would that number be? What should the mayor be paid? What should council members be paid?
Let's look at it like this: the mayor's the CEO of the city, and doesn't even get insurance. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
The mayor makes $50 more a week than a council member. Let's start with the council members' money. You're going to take a hit. I would say double. The council members make about $6,000 a year. I would say 12. Where you're not getting rich off the backs of the citizens, but at the same time, you can kind of make up the difference for the hits that you're going to take in other areas.
And where would you? How much would you jump the mayor?
I don't know.
If I said 20,000, would that be a fair number?
I would say yeah, most definitely. Without a doubt.
And I think that you mentioned insurance. I think the insurance deal is, maybe that's part of the deal too, I guess, yeah.
I just think it needs to be looked into. It does. And unless you want to limit your pool to people that are going to make the ultimate sacrifice for 4 years and get the heck out because they can't afford it, or people that are rich, you know what I'm saying? I mean, well, poor people can do a good job too. I'm poor. And I've proven that I'm not incapable. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I didn't, you know, Burlington's down the toilet because Shane and Annie, you know what I'm saying? Well, that's not the case. But how many other good quality city council members and mayors are we missing out?
So it should be something that is discussed, is what you would say.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Anyway, all right. We're talking about the city council. What was your favorite? I said, Annie, what was the high point? If you had to say the high point, I'm not sure. Would Fireball Run be up near the high point?
Oh, this is going to... To be honest with you, not going on Fireball Run, but when they came to visit Burlington, I would say that was probably the high point for me as mayor, just because it entailed so many things. We had the gentleman come down from Ripley's, Believe It or Not, and we got to dedicate a Snake Alley, which had never been done. It wasn't even on the books. We just said that it was the crookedest street, but now it's the number one of 100-odd spots in Ripley's, Believe It or Not. Just the crowd of people that came in, the community coming together to make it happen. It was a phenomenal day. I would say that was definitely my high point.
Now, if you had to say what's been the most frustrating part of being mayor? You've had to deal with a lot of issues and a lot of things that and people, I guess, let's put it this way. A lot of people get up there and might be pretty grumpy in the way that they describe things, but I guess Annie said civility. Is civility part of the issue?
That's part of it, most definitely, and people are less civil on social media. You know, that's where they become bullies. But my biggest frustration probably would be the fact that people assume that the mayor does things that he doesn't do. And so I spend a lot of time on, you know, people that say, hey, my Social Security check has, you know, got shortened, or, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, my landlord, you know, he's not doing what he should do by something that he shouldn't be doing. You know, it's uneducated information, and a lot of time is spent, which is frustrating because we try to get this information out at so many different levels through the website and different things. But, yeah, there's a lot of people that come back and regurgitate the same questions that you'd think that, you know, we'd have figured out by now. But according to some people, one guy literally thought that I had started a Saturday service at my church, and it was on social media. Okay. Somebody put it on there. And this guy went ballistic on me because he thought literally I was changing Sunday service to Saturday, like I have the power to do that. So sometimes those things can be
frustrating. All right. Well, the Fireball Run coming back to Burlington was a high point of accomplishments as mayor, as seeing something that happened on your watch, something that you wanted to see changed in the city that did happen, that you feel, I guess, what, the best about, the most proud about, or you're just simply happy that it was able to get through?
Actually, I wasn't mayor. I was on the council at that time, but I was kicking and screaming. for the swimming pool, for Dankwart Pool. And, you know, it may seem small to some, but that is, that was huge. That pool was all but closed down, and some people came together, and we fought and fought and fought, and we kept that pool open, and that was really important to me. I saw bad things happening after.
All right. So, what do you see as you look down the final weeks of being mayor and final weeks on the council? What sort of things? Is there anything you'd like to get done this year yet?
Well, I want to give mayor's awards to all my kids for putting up with all the for every cold meal. I told my kids that. My son's like, "No, Dad." I said, "I'm doing it anyway, son. Whether you come down and get it." But for all the cold meals my kids had to, Annie knows. You know, it's a sacrifice.
Yeah.
And people say, you know, Shane, you got to eat much. Well, I do, but I don't enjoy it much because people want to talk to their mayor, even when you're out having dinner or whatever. So, I'd like to recognize my kids. And even if I don't, I'm going to recognize my kids personally and just thank them. But, I really can't think of. I tried to make sure that I recognize with the mayor's awards that I recognize people that normally would not get
I was going to say the mayor's volunteer awards. That's kind of a special time for you guys, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. For 6 years straight, and actually, I was asked to be the speaker for next year, so that'll be my last gig. Not as mayor, but I will see you.
I've done it 12 years ago, by the way.
Yeah.
I've done it from the beginning when it started. You know, but it's something. It means, you know what? It means something because it does bring out, it really does highlight the fact that, if you don't have volunteers, and really hardworking volunteers, things aren't going to get done. And that's the reality. And as you mentioned, what you in essence are as members of the city council, you're in essence volunteers. I mean, yes, you get a stipend. I guess maybe that's the best way to put it. You get a small stipend, that's really all you get. And it's a lot of volunteer work, a lot of work behind the scene. I guess as you go off the council, I guess I'm not going to ask you to endorse anybody, but how do you see the pool of people that we have on the council now in terms of the five that we've got?
I think we've got a good spread of people from different walks of life. We've got some younger, and people involved in different things throughout the community. I would like to see an even greater spread, but I think we'll be in good hands. I think that all the people on the council now are not afraid to ask questions, and I think the people coming onto the council will be in the same
All right, so what's the biggest challenge facing this council? You mentioned, I know the budget coming right off the bat, but what is the budget the 900-pound gorilla? Is that the 900-pound gorilla, or what is the biggest challenge it's facing all of this council? It's got to be finances, isn't it?
Depends on who you talk to. Some would say Cascade Bridge.
I'm not going to say that. Not going to say it. It wouldn't be prudent.
We're in a whole lot better shape. We're in a whole lot better shape now. So, I mean, the budget's going to be the budget. And I don't see anything glaring that it's like, oh, my goodness, they've got to deal with this. They're prepared for it. They're ready for it. Staff is ready for it. Jim, he's prepared for the decisions after meeting. The police department and the fire department, they know what's coming down the pike. So I would just say just getting acclimated, and getting used to, all the little ins and outs, of the daily rigors, and start getting used to the fact that once people know who they are, that it's fair game 24/7 once they leave their house. That's what they have to do is make themselves available in the grocery store. It takes me an hour to get out of Hy-Vee.
Yeah.
It does, unless I'm on a mission. That's the way it is. And I plan on.
It's because of the people that are asking you stuff. You don't usually try to walk out the door. Is that it?
Because
or
nobody
walk
has
in
a,
the door,
nobody has a head shape like mine, so they're not going to confuse me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to blend in. They're going to know who I am.
Okay, all right.
So that's the way it kind of works, and they've got to get used to that. It takes a while to get used to that.
All right, lots of things to do, lots of things to think about. We're going to take a break. We're going to get a news break and then news, and then we'll be back with more of Shane McCampbell, Andy Wilson. Our phone lines are open, 754-1490, 319-754-1490, and we shall return.
To get to this point, it takes hard work, sweat, and determination, but it also takes focus and heart.
A three going to his right. Oh! Again. He rattles it in!
All season long on the Hawkeye Sports Network.
Iowa hosts Oral Roberts Friday night at 6. Brought to you by Bob Dodds Insurance, Reinsmith's Flooring America, the Danville State Savings Bank, and by Standard of Beaverdale on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KVUR.
You work hard, and you deserve to get the most for your money, like health insurance coverage with the largest, most accessible networks, so you can choose where you want to go for care, like having multiple plans so you can choose the coverage that works best for you. Mostly, you deserve to have the health insurance expertise Iowans have been trusting for over 80 years. Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield. To find the small business or individual plan that's right for you, talk to your local agent about Wellmark today. Get started at wellmark.com.
Tis the season for quality time and traffic plus waiting in line.
Good times.
So after that long trip to see the fam, why not curl up with some green eggs and ham?
I'm vegan.
So sorry.
How long have you known?
A new animated show sure to impress, starring Adam Devine and Michael Douglas. With Diane Keaton, Ilana Glazer, and your narrator, yours truly, Keegan Michael Key. So watch us on our delicious adventure. See the Seuss hit the pan and stay warm this winter.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Green eggs and ham. Try it. Now serving only on Netflix.
With the holidays approaching, it's time to get glowing with major must-haves you can only find at Ulta Beauty. Stay fab on the go with the Tarte Gift and Glam Collector Set with four interchangeable palettes. Wow everyone with nonstop dazzle from the shimmery shades of the Too Faced Christmas Star Makeup Collection. And the Kylie Cosmetics Holiday Lip Sets will make your party dreams come true with long-lasting color and a silky smooth finish. Hurry in for your new faves this season and get ready to give, gather, and glow. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Super Clean Car Wash looks really nice and all, but I don't have all day to get my car washed.
Oh, it's very fast.
How fast?
We can wash your car clean, super clean, in about 3.5 minutes.
Oh, wow. That is fast. I have 3.5 minutes.
And with the $25 monthly Fast Pass, you can wash your car every day. Dirt, bugs, salt, grime, gone.
And the vacuums are always free to use with every wash?
That's right. Clean your car inside and out.
The absolute cleanest your car will ever be. Not just clean, super clean, on Agency next to Ashley Furniture.
The open house special prices at Bob's TV and Home Furnishings are on through November 16th. Do you need to replace your favorite but too old recliner? Flex steel recliners and sofas with power headrest and lumbar support ease you into comfort. Or how about a new table and chairs to fit everyone around for the holidays? Bob's TV and Home Furnishings in Stronghurst, Illinois is celebrating their 60th year of turning houses into comfortable homes. Enjoy open house prices at a big store in a small town. Bob's TV and Home Furnishings in Stronghurst.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now a look at today's headlines in the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. Mount Pleasant Police Department is seeking information about an armed robbery and vehicle theft that occurred early Friday at the Comfort Stay at 905 West Washington Street. The Hawkeye reports that according to a press release issued Tuesday, officers were dispatched to room number 42 at the motel shortly before 6 a.m. Friday in reference to an armed robbery and theft of a vehicle. It was determined that a man and woman armed with weapons entered the room and took the vehicle belonging to one of the room's two occupants before leaving the scene. The vehicle has since been located, as were two weapons matching the descriptions of the ones used in the robbery. The robbery was the second major incident to occur in a Mount Pleasant motel last week. On November 5th, officers with the MPPD, Iowa Department of Transportation, and Henry County Sheriff's Office responded to a report of a shooting at the Heidelberg Motel at 2005 East Washington Street. 45-year-old David Scott later was arrested and charged with terrorism and first-degree burglary. More teachers are needed in Illinois. 1,748 teaching jobs are unfilled for the 2019 school year, according to the Illinois State Board of Education. A bill is looking to offer some college students extra financial aid if they agree to teach in Illinois for 3 years after graduation. It would be through MAP, Monetary Award Program, grant funds, and low-income students can qualify for the funds. In the agreement, students would have to stay an additional year in college after receiving a bachelor's degree or state-approved educator prep program. The bill passed nearly unanimously in the Senate earlier this year, but people against the measure feel the money that bill should go towards undergraduate students rather than post-grad programs. Also, under the proposed bill, if the teacher decides to leave Illinois before completing the 3 years of teaching in Illinois, they must repay the grant money. The remains of a Marine from Iowa will soon return to his home state 76 years after his death in World War II. The Defense Department used DNA from a niece to identify the remains of 18-year-old Private Channing Whitaker of Granger, Iowa. Whitaker died on November 22, 1943 during the Battle of Tarawa in the Gilbert Islands in the South Pacific. Whitaker's niece, Marla Brubaker, tells KCCI it's a miracle that her DNA was able to identify Whitaker's remains. Archaeologists have been working since 2009 to dig up and identify the remains of soldiers who were buried in a previously undiscovered burial trench on the Gilbert Islands. And those were today's headlines in the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. 10 o'clock Eastern is the start time for the first public hearing of the impeachment inquiry. The witnesses before the House Intelligence Committee, filing for the House Intelligence Committee. It's chaired by Democrat Adam Schiff.
I now recognize myself to give an opening statement in the impeachment inquiry into Donald J. Trump, the 45th President of the United States.
The committee's top Republican, Devin Nunes.
Anyone familiar with the Democrats' scorched earth war against President Trump would not be surprised to see all the typical signs that this is a carefully orchestrated media smear campaign.
These witnesses in their closed-door testimony had said they believe President Trump improperly demanded investigations in Ukraine that would help him politically. The president says he did nothing wrong. And we're told the White House plans to respond to this impeachment testimony as it happens. More is scheduled Friday and then 3 days next week. This is a Fox News alert.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Still calling for mostly cloudy skies today. High of 35 degrees. It's south winds gusting to 30 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy tonight. A low down to 25. And for Thursday, mostly sunny, warmer, 37 degrees, northwest winds 5 to 10, mostly clear Thursday night, back down to 19, but sunny Friday, 43, Saturday, partly sunny, 42, and right now, we're back to mostly cloudy skies, it's 20 degrees.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Stocks are a little bit lower in morning trading on Wall Street. The Federal Reserve Chair Jay Powell says no more interest rates are coming as long as there's growth in the U.S. Inflation is it running at about 2%, and growth is at about 2.5%. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ have pulled back from record highs this morning. We've got the Dow down 27 points. The NASDAQ is down 20 points. That's a quarter percent. And the S&P is down almost 6 points. Google is getting into banking. The search giant plans to offer checking accounts next year. Nike won't sell directly to Amazon anymore. This comes as Amazon's trying to figure out the counterfeit product problem it has on its website, plus the sale of recalled products and outdated and expired food. Dunkin's holiday menu is out. It includes a new eggnog latte and the return of peppermint mocha-flavored coffee. CNBC.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-390-9528. That's 800-390-9528. By calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. The help you need could be one call away. 800-390-9528. Make the free call now. 800-390-9528. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to WaveBestWater.com. That's WaveBestWater.com.
Imagine never worrying about performing another data backup, a computer meltdown, or ordering another toner cartridge. Hi, this is Mary Beth at J&S Electronics. We offer managed services so you don't have to. Worry-free IT solutions. We provide the people, platform, and services to keep your voice, data, video, and print systems operating efficiently and effectively. The J&S Electronics Managed Services team can keep your business running smoothly. For service you can rely on, call or visit our website at jselectronics.com.
When there's a change in the weather,
it's horrible out here,
and you need to know.
I've never seen it like that.
Get fast, accurate weather information.
Your storm warning will remain
on air and online.
I always know it's going to be there.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and online at kbur.com.
And welcome back on the talk show today. Colin Letty is across the console. He's with us today. The mayor of the city of Burlington, Shane McCampbell, who is going off the city council. The mayor pro tem of the city council, who is going off the council, is Annie Wilson. Hey, the two things that are significant, and we've been talking a little bit about challenges facing the council. Well, you know, I think I was going to ask you about flood mitigation and replacing the stormwater separation and the fact that you've got an enormous amount of money that is out there. Flood mitigation, obviously, that's a great thing to have. It's great to know that the riverfront and a lot of the buildings are going to be protected. And the more that can go on, I guess that's got to be a high point, I guess, for council, high point for anybody else, isn't it? Pretty, as I look at it right now.
It's a high point for everybody except for Leon Shahan. But anyways,
okay. <we're, laughs>
it is. Everybody knows that has lived around here that we've had some issues with flooding. And
about every year.
Yeah, the 100-year flood comes every year now. So it's something that we, if we want to protect, our investment, then flood mitigation is the way to go because the river's not going anywhere. So.
Okay.
No, it's definitely the first phase done. We'd like to have the second phase done, but you have to start somewhere, and Rome wasn't built in a day. So,
but protecting your lift station is going to be a huge, huge, huge thing, particularly, and all of the public buildings, particularly down there. But you're still going to be dealing with the fact is water. Hey, I don't know if you can only protect so much. So long. I know that the depot is one of the things that it's been a great resource to watching the fact that there's a lot of things going on at the depot. I don't know what's ever happened to that. Is the restaurant idea just sort of sitting in limbo right now? Is that is that the best way to describe it, or is it, what is it? I know it's been white boxed, I believe, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been white boxed. The restaurant is a no go, and moving forward. Right now, we just want to look at other options on how we can utilize that space. We've got some ideas. I don't want to say publicly because we haven't brought that to the meeting yet. But we've got some ideas that I think are going to work out actually even better than what we had initially thought. So I'll leave it at that. But, yes, utilizing the depot, that's been in the city's plans for quite a while, and we don't want to let that go. It's a great spot with the train sitting right next to it. People still come down and check out the train that's sitting out there. So we definitely want to utilize that. We definitely want to protect that.
I was going to say, the Tiger Grant and improvements to the riverfront, and I know you got – developer that's interested in doing something. I'm not sure what it's been sort of a proposal, but it hasn't been ironed or hasn't been specified. But talk about putting a hotel between the port and the hotel. That says a number of people feeling sort of a mixed feeling in the community, I think. But what about Memorial Auditorium? It's a 1937 building. It's over. What is it? Over 80 years, built during the Depression. In fact, the Works Progress Administration under the Roosevelt era built it, and they built it actually as part of it. Part of the plan was they built it as with the dimensions in there so that it would be very similar from a walking or from a distance standpoint as a battleship. As they were looking at that, that's why the portholes are in there as it is. And the where they have the light booth is basically the bridge.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, but it also is a building that has foot and a half thick walls, and those are hard, and that building's stable and hard to it's going to be hard to modifying that building to make it into a modern facility. I guess more power to anybody that's going to try and do it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a building that we have and we're going to have for however long. And
yeah. I mentioned the thing with Nick McGregor this past. Nick's, of course, assistant city manager for public works. I said, you know, I said, one of the issues I said that you have in that building is you got to, you know, it's a one, it's a very, very, it's a building that is just the right size for a lot of things, but it's the wrong size for an awful lot of things, too. Yeah. It's a little too small for the things, the big events, too big for the smaller events. And you've got to, and the seating. I said the seating. It's the same basic seating. That wood seating in there is the same wood seating that they had in 1937. I mean, it's maybe not the same exactly. They may have updated the thing, but they're not up there. The size is the same, and all they did is replace. They might have replaced some of the seats. Yeah, it, as I said, it's an iconic building. But is it a building that needs to be looked at and moved on? I don't know. Is there a mixed feeling on the council, as in your own opinion?
I think there is, and you know, it's going to be interesting to see how this progresses with the investor that was looking at building the hotel down there. You know, I'm still not sure how that's going to fit. You know, somebody asked me. They said, "Well, why did you give them the okay to do it if you didn't think it was going to work?" You got to prime the well, and you know, you got to let somebody come down and take a look and see what they're going to do. And you know, there's no harm in letting an investor take a look.
Yeah,
and see, and maybe there, he knows more than I do. That's not my forte, so I'm open. But it's interesting to see how this is going to progress and where the auditorium is going to fit in with the new riverfront and the new downtown of the Tiger Grant. So
yeah, I think as I'm waxing a little nostalgic here myself, I think probably the fact that Steamboat Days is in hiatus, if not ended. We've got Burlington Riverfront Entertainment that has been doing. They did some shows out in the Westland Mall parking lot this past year, but. You know, Steamboat Days was very important to an awful lot of people in this community. It was very important to me for many, many years. And to have that, I guess, to not have Steamboat Days, it is sort of a it's a hole in the summer that I don't know if anybody else feels that way or not, but it's something that is hard for me to see go by.
I've had friends for years, you know. Again, I was born and raised in Burlington, so but a lot of my friends, I graduated class of 87, they've moved away, and they've based a lot of their vacation time around Steamboat Days. It's where a lot of my friends come back, and it's almost like a class reunion, and they, you know, go to the concerts and all that sort of thing. And with a Burlington without Steamboat Days, it looks a little bit different. It feels a little bit different, and I'm curious how what BRE is going to do and if they're going to be able to revive that. But nothing that ever changes stays the same.
That is no, it's exactly right. I think, you know, there comes a time you got to let go of things, and you got to hold on to things that mean something, but let go of the things when the time is come. And the time is
we gone. Still got Steve Hexum, so
you still got me on the radio.
We're holding on to Steve Hexum.
I wanted to thank you, Bruce. And I thank you very much for the honor at during when Ragbri came to town. Hopefully not the last Ragbri.
Right.
I think there was I talked to a number of the people in the city up in the Greater Burlington Partnership, and they're all very, very glad that Ragbri came to town last year.
Yeah, no doubt.
But hopefully those deals will get ironed out. But Annie, what you're working full time? You've got a new job too, don't you?
Yes. Well, new position with the same company, but higher up. I manage.
And so you've got more responsibility, and you got more, and it takes more of your time. Is that the main reason why you are? Fading out of the city council?
Yep, that absolutely is. You know, it wasn't fair to the people who elected me or the people who would elect me for me to kind of keep, you know, I got to spend a lot of time with work now, and it wasn't, I knew it wasn't fair to them.
Okay.
So.
All right. You know, a lot of people talk about the other thing that keeps coming up. If people look at what is the assets, or what is the biggest good things about, or the best things about Burlington, downtown seems to be, it's a considerably, this is a much better downtown than it was 10 years ago. I mean, I think that's really That is really a key. I guess part of that, I mean, all of it is, some of, a lot of it's the private investors, but it's an awful lot of volunteer work, too, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And it's funny, too, that when I first got on council, a lot of people were saying that the downtown was dying or dead. And they say you can tell a lot about a community by visiting their downtown. And I don't know how much truth is to that, but if there is any, then it says a lot about where the direction that we're moving in. We just had Steve Frevert come up last night at the meeting. He was saying how how people are moving into the downtown. The numbers.
It's the highest growing residential area in the city of Burlington right now, and also the lowest and the youngest demographics.
Yes. Yes. And the widest, as far as well, all the demographics, race, age, all of that. So you get the most. It's the most diverse of the
right
in Burlington.
And
so
I've got a daughter that lives in Chicago, downtown Chicago, and she comes to Burlington, and she goes. We go downtown, and she's mentioned more than one occasion. You know, hey. This town is getting to be fun again.
That's
I don't
nice
know if that's. I guess that's. I don't know if that's a. Annie, is that the right? Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think I would. There's so much to do, you know, throughout the year and on weekends and a variety.
The live entertainment venues, the clubs, the restaurants, all of the things. The outdoor. Hey, just the outdoor seating, especially in the summertime. The number of people just walking downtown and enjoying downtown. It's not quite Rush Street in Chicago, but
right.
But it's,
if I was young, I think I'd really be digging downtown. But
yeah.
I'm an old fogey, so I always go to Annie and get her advice.
I find out down the road too, via others who are downtown and. Because it's fun to go down and to
it
be
is.
A part of it once in a while and that sort of thing. But Ragbri coming to town, that was a high point last summer. Being the mayor, getting the mayor's award, that was a high point. I guess as you look back at it, and we've talked about the things that were going, the fact that we've got an awful lot of roads and streets that are being built and refinished, and a new overpass over Mount Pleasant Street. You'll maybe have a new bridge on Cascade someday. But I'm not going to beat that drum because I'm not going to. I've beaten it enough, okay, but I think the fact that it's a. And I think the other thing is that the Complete Streets program seems to be, and it's really nice, particularly, I notice it the most on Mount Pleasant Street. But I will be noticing it more as the bike trails and the bike lanes, because. You know, when you have the ability to not feel like somebody's going to run you off the street.
Oh yeah.
I think and that's something that's going to be a real, but it's been a real enhancement to see those lanes go in there and the fact that you've got that going. And so I congratulate you or I congratulate the council on being able to do that. But anyway, as you look back and look forward. Biggest challenges, obviously, we've talked a little bit about that. They've got, obviously, the budget is going to be the first thing they get hit in the face with. But our budgets are a whole lot better than when you came on the council, aren't they, Shane?
Without a doubt. When I first got on council, we had to borrow money just to make payroll. And we're definitely not in those shoes anymore. Would tell people that when I first got on council, we were the desperate girlfriend. When you're the desperate girlfriend, you'll take any guy. You know, but now we're not desperate, so we can be choosier. So that's good to know that we're not the desperate girlfriend.
All right, we're going to take a break. 754-1490. If you want to get a word in or say anything to Shane and Annie as they get ready to depart the city council and fade out of their city council. Careers, or at least for the moment, will. Do you think you might ever come back again, Shane?
I don't know. You know, it's hard to predict the future because if somebody would have told me I was going to run for city council and be the mayor, I'd have told them they were an outright lie.
There you go. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back.
I'm Michael Bruskowski, the voice of Southeastern Community College Basketball, and join me every Friday for Live with Blackhawk Nation, sponsored by Standard of Beaverdale, as we talk with the coaches, athletes, and others for an insider's view of the SEC athletics program. Hear the latest news regarding the teams at SEC. You're live with Blackhawk Nation every Friday at 7:22 in the morning and 5:25 in the evening on 99.3 and 1490 KVUR, and at 7:56 a.m. and 5:56 p.m. on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Great River Hospice cares for patients and their families in four Iowa counties. Listen to members of the Boyson family from Columbus Junction share their hospice story.
My family and I, we kind of travel in a tribe, and so there's probably 10 of us there. The hospitality that the Great River Hospice House showed to us, that was one of my misconceptions with hospice. I thought hospice was just for the patient. I did not realize the amount of care and support that Great River Hospice would give our entire family.
It relieved so much stress from us. It provided a place that we could be a family again together instead of trying to be nurses at home.
Staff, the nurses, they are special people. They're just, I mean, God's given them a gift that not everybody has.
Great River Hospice provides peaceful shelter for patients and loved ones to spend their final time together. When the Boyson family needed hospice care, they chose Great River Hospice and Southeast Iowa's only hospice house. Learn more at greatriverhospice.org.
The open house special prices at Bob's TV and Home Furnishings are on through November 16th. Do you need to replace your favorite but too old recliner? Flex steel recliners and sofas with power headrest and lumbar support ease you into comfort. Or how about a new table and chairs to fit everyone around for the holidays? Bob's TV and Home Furnishings in Stronghurst, Illinois is celebrating their 60th year of turning houses into comfortable homes. Enjoy open house prices at a big store in a small town. Bob's TV and Home Furnishings in Stronghurst.
Check the cool toys on sale and we'll pay the tax this weekend at Farm King. Save $6 off an 11-inch baby doll value set, just $9.99. And save $4 off a 9-inch Cabbage Patch Dance Time Girl. Save $7 off board games like Tractoropoly. And you can save $5 off a toy Dyson ball vacuum with real sounds. Farm King has boots on sale, like 25% off Transco and Itasca snow boots for the whole family. And lacrosse boots for guys and gals. You'll save even more because the tax is on us this Friday through Sunday at Farm King.
It's been a, you know what, it's been a fun hour, actually. We've had Annie Wilson and Shane McCampbell. You know what, I think it's a little bit of nostalgia, but also a little bit of serious stuff, and also dealing with the things that council members, Annie's been on, ending 4 years of service. Yeah. When is your last official council meeting? Do you know? Have you got that
December
down?
December 16th.
December 16th.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, not that
so
he's
cute.
Counting the days or
right?
anything.
Number 16.
The girl said, I'm not allowed to do that. I was kept my meetings. They said, don't do that. They're not happy with me.
So what is it? What are you most looking forward to? What are you most looking forward to? I think you said looking at some opportunities. Have you got some new business opportunities?
Yeah, some different opportunities. One is a personal one that I want to try to take advantage of this coming summer, and then the other is just I just got to make some money. You know,
yeah.
Mayor's got to pay bills like everybody else, and. Some things got on hold as mayor, so I got to take care of business. So I need to make a little cash, and we'll see what happens.
And Annie, you were talking about your plans after council, so to speak. What, enjoying Monday nights?
Yeah. So maybe I'll start reading again, reading my books. Not,
right.
Yeah. Not the budgets. Packets.
Yeah. Anyway, but again, we're talking about it. Let's see if I think we got somebody on the line. Good morning on the talk show today. Who do we have with us?
Wait a minute.
Dino.
Dean.
Yep.
Yeah, Dean. Hey, Dean. Dean, you need to turn the radio down, okay?
Basically, I want to wish you were a good mayor, and you both did a good job to the council. We may have a disagreement a little bit about things, but you did a good job. You did a good job as mayor, and I wish you the best of luck. May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you and bless you. Wherever path he takes you, and good luck and best of luck in your pursuits in your life.
All right. And
thank you, Dean.
And Annie, I'm going to guess that's...
And Annie, too.
Okay. And Annie,
thank
too.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Hey, Dean, you have a great day, okay?
Yeah, you too.
Cascade Bridge.
Much. All right. Yes, Cascade Bridge, Cascade Bridge, Cascade Bridge.
I said it before he did.
Yeah. I guess, you know, hey, it does, the saddest part is for me to see the chain link fence being put up on the entryway to Cascade Bridge and to have it not be as a not. I think the fact that really once it stopped being a usable walking path or cycling path or non-motorized path, it amplified it. It really does, and I guess maybe that's the good thing about it is that it caught the attention of people, and that's why there's more interest in actually, hey, maybe we need to do something serious about what can we do to make this a higher priority, and what can we do to get the ball rolling. But that's another matter for the rest, for the other council members, right?
Yeah, that's going to be an adjustment, is not taking city business so seriously.
Yeah.
You know, because it's personal, you know.
Yeah,
And
for sure.
So I'll have to get used to, even at the meeting last night, you know, I was trying to separate myself from some things, you know, with the budget that's coming up and even the time when they're going to be meeting. You know, we had a special meetings because I was coaching basketball last year, and Stephanie had brought that up. It's like, it's nothing to do with me anymore. I'm going to be around for the budget.
Yeah.
So, that's going to be an adjustment, is not taking things so personal and not making these things become, you know, that much of a part of my life, you know, stepping back away from it. That's going to be an adjustment.
Eating a hot meal, you said, at the dinner.
Yes.
and I guess, but you're still going to walk through the grocery store. You know that, and they're still going to stop you. You know that.
Yeah, it's going to be an adjustment period where some people are just out of touch, and I'll have to remind them, I'm not your mayor anymore. I'm just Shane again. So
well, I can remember I was doing open phones, and it got particularly heated over a period of weeks, and that was when I think the first when I started getting people that would call me at home. Ooh. Because we were still in the book, and my wife said, we're getting an unlisted number, and
smart wife,
and now we don't, and now we have no landline at all at the house, and that's so technology has also changed there, but it's, you know, it's good to see. I think the fact is a lot of good things have happened in the last few years. The fact is that the Tama building is going to be rebuilt. We've got, you know, instead of a new police station. A new police station has got to be. It's a huge, huge asset there. And the dead buildings, they're coming back to life. People are rebuilding and redoing things. It's not the same Jefferson Street that you can see in beloved Burlington by Jane Suter Brandt, but it's a much better. The town itself has been much better served by having you guys do what you've done. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, congratulations to them. We're going to say sayonara and wish you guys both continued success. And again, if you're involved in anything else, we'd love to have you back on to find out more about what's going on in your life. 9:58 at KBUR. Again, Shane McCampbell, Annie Wilson.
I'm going to miss you, Annie. Annie was
right.
The best.
You.
All right.
Goodbye.
Have a great day.
Thank you, sir.